بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in the chapter in which we are commanded to do the command the right and forbid the evil. And this is a command for us, just like namaz is a command. As namaz is farz upon us, it is also compulsory upon us that we must command the right and forbid the wrong. And as namaz is 5 times a day for us, and if a person makes his namaz 5 times a day, he is like all the time 24 hours in namaz. Like that, this command is also for us 24 hours. That whenever we see anything wrong, it is our duty to, in the various categories, to stop it. Whether it is by the force of the hand, by the tongue, or at least that we feel it bad in the heart. So this is a duty upon us. We read the hadith in which an example was given of people who boarded a ship, some on the upper level, upper deck, and some in the lower deck. The people in the lower deck thought we are causing trouble and difficulty to the people on the upper deck when we are going to fetch water there. So we just make a hole here at the bottom, there is enough water here that will come in. If the top people don't stop them, then all will get destroyed. The ship boat will sink and the people will drown. So it is necessary that those people who are not in guna, that they stop those people who are in guna. And if they don't, then the time will come, may Allah forbid, that all will sink. So with regard to that, the commentary of this hadith highlights by means of an example the danger of those who transgress the laws of Allah and the responsibility of others who should counsel them. The two groups of people, one who are transgressing the laws of Allah, and it's the duty of the other group to counsel them, to remind them, to tell them, inform them that you are breaking the laws of Allah and this is very dangerous. This is a cause of destruction. It is, and if they don't do it, though they are not in that sin which the other people are, but then they are in the sin of not stopping the evil. So they are also guilty of sin in that case. Those who transgress are like those on the lower deck and who intend to sink the ship, while those who give advice are like those who are on the upper deck. The people who are breaking the law are the people on the lower deck, and they want to make a hole in the ship so that water can just come in from the bottom. So they are the people who are the transgressors. They are breaking the laws and they are the ones who are going to cause transgression, destruction. And the people on the upper level, if they don't stop this, if they don't stop those people, then they are also guilty of the sin of not stopping them. And the consequence will be that all will be drowned. All will be destroyed. May Allah protect us. Today it is practically nobody does the work of commanding the right, whether it is in the family, whether it is with friends, in the community. It is necessary that we must stop those people who are doing the wrong, to stop them from their wrong. The example brings to the fore two important points. Firstly, the effect of sin does not only affect the sinner, but many other people as well. It isn't a matter of person normally will say, well, I'm going to my qabr, you're going to your qabr. I mind your own business. Don't tell me what to do. Those attitudes are not correct at all. That the result of it is destructive for this world also, for the akhirat also. So therefore, it is very necessary, imperative, that you must try and stop the wrong by force of hand if it's possible. If not, at least speak out, stop them. If not, at least make dua. And the least is not the least is that we think of that as evil and bad. If that also is not there, that we don't even think of it, then we're just accepting it. The clothing of our children, family, etc., the functions that we are having, the places which we are frequenting, going to, many, many wrong things are happening. And nobody is speaking a word against all this. And we get influenced in it ourselves also. And the things that happen, the Muslims are suffering in the world, it's not just like that they are suffering. There are causes for it. And Allah can cause anything to happen anywhere, anytime. Everything is in the qudrat of Allah. And if we don't stop it, then even the righteous and the pious all come in the same. Allah protect us from this punishment. Secondly, by collectively forsaking the commanding of good and forbidding of evil, the Ummah invites upon itself divine punishment. This is also a serious matter, that by collectively, all together, we don't speak about the wrong that is happening. And anyone who speaks is looked at as a black sheep, is the one who is breaking unity. We are united on evil and wrong. And anyone who speaks against it, who talks, he is branded as an extremist. He is branded as a person who belongs to the Camel Age or the Stone Age or something like that. And we just discussed it, and he is too strict, and his interpretation of Islam is very hard. So we take it like that. When that is the case, and we are inviting this, then we are inviting actually the divine punishment of Allah. And the divine punishment of Allah is most severe, most dangerous. Because silence in the face of sin is tantamount to being pleased with it. When sin is being committed, and we are just silent about it, or even the words, we smile about it, and we don't say anything about it, this is equal that we are pleased with it also. And when we are pleased with it, the same punishment will come to us also. Some additional points. Absolute freedom of expression is a delusion, because the rights and well-being of all people need to be respected. Today, the claim of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, that any person is allowed to do what he wants to, and nobody must stop anyone from anything. All the wrong that is being done, by law, you can't stop it. If you want to tell your children today anything, they can report you to the police, and the police will take the children away from you, from your custody. So all these type of laws, etc. So justice not at all. Where wrong is being perpetrated and wrong is being done, it is absolutely necessary that we work towards correcting it. People with noble intentions sometimes slip up in their application and technique, and should be advised appropriately. People who have got good intentions, we don't want jhagra in the community. And we don't want disunity. We want peace in the unity. And what is that peace and unity? That we all are united on doing the wrong thing. Some sports event, some matric war, some end of the year parties which is now taking place. All this Halloween which just went past now. All these evils. And people are involved and taking part in all that, and we just allow and keep quiet about it. Not a word from our side. This is very, very dangerous. So it is that we should, even if we've got good intentions, we want peace and unity. But peace and unity can never be on falsehood or batil. Peace and unity is only on haq, not on batil. So therefore, it is very necessary that we become conscious of this and we start applying it in whichever way we can, wherever we can, we must speak. There are, mashallah, those people in the community who do this and they command the right and forbid the evil. Well, other people criticize them, but they are not worried of that criticism. So it is very necessary that we observe this. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness.